This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with another look at a presentation at Live Arts. The results of a Live Arts program to train teenagers in the various aspects of theater is culminating this month with a presentation of The Servant of Two Masters. Daria Okagawa is the director of the Live Arts Teen Theater Team, an ensemble that gives talented teenagers a chance to develop and hone their skills. Now in its second year, LAT4 gives students with a commitment to theater the chance to go further.
And so last year we had the first of that with John Gibson and I co-directing, and we had a great time. So each year there, the aim of the program is to not only be able to perform, but more importantly to learn all the aspects of the theater, designing sets and lights and having hands-on experiences with a shop and so forth.
Throughout the year, the students get lessons from many of the people who make Live Arts regular presentations possible. The first step, according to Okagawa, is to select a theme to explore during the year.
This year, we kind of took clowning as the base of the year, and the first part of the year, we looked at developing, from a French style of clowning, your own inner clown and developing a character, and then creating personal pieces of work that came out of those characters.
After a series of performances at Christmas, the team turned to the task of staging a full-length play. The ensemble got its inspiration and its script from the past, uncovering The Servant of Two Masters,
which is a commedia script by Galdoni, translated by Tom Cohn. And it's a script that has kind of archetypical commedia characters, which are, you know, things like the miserly old man who's trying to marry off his daughter to the highest bidder, or the lovers who are, you know, constantly dramatically in love or torn apart or upset with each other. We have in this play a kind of Italian cook who's just obsessed with food and cooking. And the main thrust of the play is a wonderful, wonderful kind of harlequin character called Truffaldino. And he decides to take on two masters in order to feed his stomach, because his thing is that he's continuously hungry.
Truffaldino spends the play balancing his two bosses, lying to each to make sure he's got food on his plate. Okagawa calls the play a rambunctious comedy, in which the players are all tasked with being fairly physical as they become their eccentric characters.
And Live Arts really likes to have actors explore physical styles of theater. And so this lent itself to that form, and I thought that that would be appropriate for this place and these kids.
While Okagawa is the sole director, the ensemble is responsible for all other aspects of the play, including building the set. She says this presented them with challenges they might not have considered.
After reading the play, they had to come up with a design idea of their own. But then they were brought down here and shown all the restrictions. So they had all the great ideas, but then they, you know, you have these exit signs, you have code, you have to fit this many seats in here. All of a sudden, half of their designs were being, you know, torn to shreds by the limitations of space. And we brought a wonderful designer, Chris Halstead, in, and he talked to them about that. And then they worked together to put a lot of the ideas the kids had into his head. And then he went off and brought forth an actual plan. And then after that, when it came time to build, three kids at a time, there's nine in this ensemble right now, and three kids on a Saturday would come, and they would be involved in cutting and building. And then as we progressed, some kids were involved in painting and so forth. So each cast member participated in a full day of building and in designing.
The ensemble also had to do the same thing with the play's costumes, working with costume designer Kim McLaughlin.
What we had the kids do is draw their characters, ideas that they had from looking at books and pictures of the period, and then they went with her and picked pieces and costumes out and began to work with the costumes fairly early. And yet at the end of the day, there was a designer to oversee so that we would have some kind of symmetry with our ideas.
Okagawa says the teen ensemble piece is produced just like any other Live Art show. There are weekly production meetings, and there are 3 weeks of performances. But in this case, it's all up to the ensemble to bring it all together when the curtain goes up.
Now, the only requirement is there's no stage managers for this show. There's no lighting person, so the actors themselves have to run the light board and perform. They also manage themselves. There's no one managing them.
Okagawa says she is learning just as much as the students, as this is one of the first pieces that she's directed. The teens are also required to see every show in Live Arts season in order to teach them how to critique a play. The Servant of Two Masters appears on the Upstage Theater at Live Arts from April 20th to May 5th. For ticket information, visit livearts.org. I'm Sean Tubbs for the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. We'll be back next month with a look at A Streetcar Named Desire.